When you think about the hotbed of bass fishing, you think about the Southeast or maybe Georgia, you know, Tennessee, maybe even Missouri and Arkansas, but you don't think of Minnesota. But with me today is Jim Moyna, and I guess, Jim, the hotbed for you is Minnesota.
Minnesota is no doubt a hotbed of bass fishing. Now, we're not going to see many fish over 7 pounds in this state, but my gosh, if you want to go out and catch a whole bunch of bass, smallmouth and largemouth, we've got them right here in Minnesota. We catch a ton of fish.
Well, you know, the only thing different, I think, from a lot of people's perspective is the season. You know, the season's pretty short with the winter coming in and some of those kind of things. But you've got great fisheries there as well.
Well, absolutely. Well, most of our lakes have a lot of grass in them. And as, you know, any knowledgeable bass fisherman knows, grass is always an excellent habitat for bass. So a lot of our lakes just have excellent populations of bass. And they're stupid, too, because, like you say, we have a short season. I'd say our lakes ice up about close to early December, right about now they're icing up, and that ice is out there until about mid-April, and then we have a close season until they're done spawning, which is about June 1st. So really, our lakes see fishing pressure from about June 1st until about the hunting season gets fired up, which, you know, sometime in October. And then it seems like that's about it. So we're looking at, 4 or 5 months of fishing pressure? And then those fish just sit under the ice all winter. And they're really inactive fish under the ice. Compared, like walleyes and northerns, they'll get out and they'll eat. But bass are kind of finicky under the ice. They'll feed every once in a while, but not near as much as some of the other species up here.
You're an FLW Tour angler and have been for a long time. And, you know, I give you credit for really bringing a football jig into prowess. And you've got a, with all-terrain tackle, you've got a jig that is your namesake jig, and it's a football head.
Right, right. And, you know, I don't want to take all the credit with the football head because, you know, I may be one of the first ones to bring it to the Midwest, but I first saw him out in California. That's where I first saw him. And I really brought it out here and started fishing with it, and immediately it changed how I fished. I went from primarily being a shallow water fisherman to now primarily fishing structure. It's probably the one technique that's won more money for me than any other technique combined.
Well, as you look at being an FLW Tour angler, you know, sponsorship is so critical, and I know you got a great sponsor in All Terrain, but you also have to be able to pay the bills, and you have to travel. Being in Minnesota, you have to travel maybe a little bit farther than other anglers, so having that sponsorship is very important to you, I would think.
Yeah, sponsorship is absolutely, that's what really helps us out a ton. You know, it's one thing to go out there and put your own money down. I mean, that's a huge risk, but to actually have sponsorships and get help with entry fees and so forth, that takes a lot of a burden off your shoulders. So I've been blessed with great sponsors. I mean, Tyson's Foods the last few years has been outstanding. All Terrain Tackle, of course, Yamaha, Ranger, Vexilar Marine Electronics, and a new one for me this past year was Samuel Baits. They're actually hard body baits that are made in Poland, of all places. But they're really cool. These guys are, producers out in Poland, or these lure designers out in Poland, they're just so excited about fishing and so enthusiastic about fishing. I've actually had these people in the boat with me, and, man, they're something else. They're just hardcore fishermen, and I've been trying to show them some things about bass fishing and trying to get them, pointed in a direction there, and things are coming along really well with their base now.
Well, it's funny. I guess, you know, you're kind of a food guy. You know, I remember Lowry's was very, very important to you a few years ago. And now, of course, you mentioned Tyson. It must be having to do with food all the time with you.
Well, yeah, I don't know what the food connection is. I mean, it's just the way it turned out, I guess. you know, those sponsors you mentioned, Lowry's and Tyson, I both got those sponsorships through the help of FLW Outdoors. So that, I owe a lot to them for their help in landing those sponsors for me.
Well, as you look at your year, you know, you had a good year and had a lot of good finishes and that kind of stuff. I mean, every year, isn't it kind of one of those things where Angler of the Year comes into mind? Of course, that's very, very important. But then also making the championship, that's also critical.
Right. You know, qualifying for that championship, that's such a huge deal because a lot of our Our sponsor contracts have incentives written in our contracts. If we make it, you know, we'll get bonuses. And then that FLW championship, even if you finish in last place, you still got a $15,000 check. So just by making that championship alone, you've made some decent money.
Well, Jim, I'm going to ask you a tough question because I have it asked of me all the time. You know, we talk about FLW versus BASS anglers to a certain extent, and you guys have got a field that's much larger than the Elite Series now, but the caliber of fishermen are phenomenally good in both trails. And when you look at that, did you ever get that question asked of you, well, you know, Bass has tougher anglers or FLW has tougher anglers, or how do you answer that question?
That is a common question. You're right. And the debate will go on forever, I'm sure. My take on that is, you know, obviously, excellent anglers in both sides, obviously. There's no question. I believe the toughest competition is found in the FLW Tour. Now, I believe some of the most elite and best anglers are Fish and Bassmaster. I mean, if you pick some of the top anglers in the world right now, they're in Bassmaster. But the toughest competition is in the FLW Tour. And one reason why that is because there's no off-limits in the FLW Tour. And what that allows 200 anglers to go to these lakes and put in enough time so that they are adequately prepared to fish and to compete. In the Elite Series, where they have off-limits and so forth, a lot of them guys are brand new to some of those lakes. And they cannot, in the allotted time, they cannot adequately prepare themselves to be ready. They may, you know, catch some fish, but it's more of a hit or miss deal. If you can put in the time, like you can on the FLW Tour, and 200 anglers are doing that, then you're going to have 200 anglers who have prepared themselves and have, a lot of them are able to get on top of their game in preparation, and on day one, they are set to go. So it's on, man. Them 2 days of the FLW and them qualifying rounds, it's absolutely on. You got to be on top of your stuff, and you got to put them fish in the boat.
Well, I was going to ask you if you're a proponent of the off limits or not, and you just answered that one very, very well. So it's a situation where each trail, I think, you know, as a person that covers it every day, they each have their own individual things that they do. And one of the things that's nice about it is we get to cover both of them here at Bass Fan, and we get to see these young guys in particular. You know, everybody talks about them getting to be better fishermen, but I think they're also smarter now too.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you look at all the attributes that make a successful tournament fisherman, what we're seeing in the fishermen nowadays is all these attributes are better. Guys are just so much more well-rounded, they're more educated, and it's tough competition, I'm telling you. You know, to anybody that's out there right now that's thinking about being a pro, you better make sure you take care of your home lakes and the guys around in your region. You better be whipping up on them first before you move on, because if you can't take care of it at home, you sure as heck aren't going to take care of it on the national tours.
Well, Jim, you know, you've done this a lot of years, and I really appreciate you being with us here at Bass Fan Radio, and wish you success here in the upcoming year. It's going to be a couple of months before you can get in that boat again, and, well, actually 1 month, because January you can start up again.
Right.
But it's going to be a fun year, I'm sure, for you.
You know, I'm looking forward to it, because I'm coming off of one of the most successful seasons I've had since I turned pro, which was back in 1995. If you measure a season as far as consistency goes, this was my best year. I've had three top tens, made the championship, and I competed in a tour here in Minnesota, won their Angler of the Year title. It was just, overall, it was just an awesome year for me. And I'm looking forward to continue. I mean, hopefully I can come close to doing that or even better. But I fully expect to have a good year, because there were some changes that I made in my way of approaching things this year, and they seem to pay off. So I fully anticipate that these strategies will pay off again next year.
Well, Jim, I appreciate you being with us here at Bass Fan Radio.
Well, I'm sure I'm glad you guys had me on, and I'm a fan of your website and got everything you guys do there. I think it's wonderful.
I'm Terry Brown. This has been Bass Fan Radio.